we have someone on the phone with us here this morning, David Newman. He's a marketing expert, author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Do It! Marketing 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. He is the person that has instant action, no BS ideas to get you personally and professionally unstuck. My God, we need this man on the air with us this morning. David Newman, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. It's great to be here. Thanks.
Absolutely. So, David, you know, marketing is something that everybody that is in business or even people personally trying to promote themselves and move forward in this world certainly are having a lot of trouble trying to figure out, because it just keeps changing.
It does. It does. And so you're exactly right. Whether we are a professional looking to advance our career, whether we're an entrepreneur or a business owner looking to advance our business, whether we're a nonprofit leader or a community leader, we're always marketing our ideas, marketing our value, marketing our services. And things have changed so dramatically that here's the secret. The secret to stand out from the crowd is to expertize yourself, meaning that you need to become a perceived expert in your industry, in your business, in your field, so that you can become a person of value, a person of value to your company, a person of value to your community, a person of value to your clients. That's the key, expertizing.
And how does one go about doing that, David?
Well, I am super glad that you asked, because one of the things I talk about in the Do It Marketing book is a concept called 3PR. And 3PR stands for personalized professional public relations. And there's three legs to this milk stool. Leg number one is speaking. So any opportunity that you have to speak to a group, speak up at a meeting, at the office, speak to a chamber of commerce, speak to a Rotary Club, Lions Club, Kiwanis Club, speak to a local group, trade association, professional group in your industry. Speaking sets you apart as an expert. Leg number two is publishing. And by publishing, it could be something as simple as publishing a blog, publishing something in your company newsletter, publishing something in one of your trade or professional association magazines. It could be all the way to the end of the spectrum, which is publish a book on your expertise. Leg number three is then social media. So become active on one or two social media channels. Not all of them, because getting into all of them is overwhelming. But pick the one or two that you find easy, effortless, and enjoyable, and start to spread your ideas. So it's speaking, it's publishing, and it's social media as a magnifier and an amplifier to your expertise.
Now, as far as social media, you said pick one or two. What type of aspects of social media are you talking about, David?
Well, all of the typical social media platforms that we've come to either know or love or hate. So things like Facebook, things like LinkedIn, things like Twitter, things like YouTube, things like Pinterest. You know, the misconception that a lot of executives and a lot of entrepreneurs have is, oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. There's a million things that I should be, could be doing. I'm not going to do any of them. And really, the opposite impulse is better. Pick the one or two that resonate with you,
right,
and set up camp there.
Okay, so being involved in social media, speaking, publishing, those are the things that are going to, but how do you get from being an immovable rock to doing these things?
Well, I think it's baby steps. You know, so the easiest way to move an immovable rock, and I love that image because it's so true, that we're always so crazy busy. We got a million things on our plates already, even before we start to think about how to expertise ourselves. But the best way to move a rock is one little tiny millimeter at a time. So even if you only have time to speak up at a meeting, not prepare a presentation, not put together 30 PowerPoint slides, but speak up and share your expertise in 2 or 3 minutes at the next meeting, at the next breakfast that you have with somebody, at the next sales meeting, at the next group that you're in your community. Then the baby step for publishing is write an article. Write a short little 400 or 500 word article. Take a question that you always get in your profession or in your business, and answer it, and then submit that to some relevant places that would love to publish it. Could be your community paper, could be your own blog, could be some industry or professional-specific sites. So there's baby steps for each one of these things, and the key isn't to do it all at once. The key is to start.
Yeah, that's the hardest part, isn't it?
It really is.
So, people always think that advertising may be marketing the same way, and in today's world, that just doesn't work, does it?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely. So here's the problem with the way that we used to advertise and the way that, TV, radio, print, all of it. It used to be centered on the advertiser. It used to be a product or a service-centered message. Now what we need to focus on is a buyer or a consumer-centric message. What's important to them? What are some of their heartaches, headaches, pains, problems, and challenges that your product, your service, your profession can help? So one of the things that I really believe, and I talk about this a little bit in the Do It Marketing book, is that effective marketing is not about selling. It's not about pitching. It's about being helpful and being valuable. Another concept I talk about in the book is happy meal marketing. So the people that buy from us or the people that work with us and promote us and give us raises, they get the beautiful 7-course meal. But even people that just come in casual contact with us should get a happy meal. So nobody leaves hungry. Everyone is better off for having come in contact with you and your professional expertise.
Well, it certainly sounds like this is advice everybody could use. The name of your book again is?
It's Do It Marketing, and the subtitle tells the story, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition.
Now, I do presume that you have a website.
I do. There's all kinds of free goodies on the website. There's white papers, ebooks, there's a blog, there's a podcast. All of it's at doitmarketing.com.
And I guess we have to say that your philosophy must work because you've written a number one book and you're out there doing this.
Well, if you hit enough roadblocks and you hit enough dead ends, and I tell people the only reason you should listen to me is because I've made every mistake in the book, and I made the good ones twice. So the folks that work with me, the folks that hire me as a speaker, as a consultant, they don't have to make all those same crazy expensive mistakes that I did. So, profit from other people's mistakes.
What did you start out doing in the world, David, when you first went to work?
Well, super briefly, I started out in theater, then I moved into corporate training and inside consulting. I worked with a couple of big technology consulting firms, went out on my own in 2001, and literally made every mistake in the book, and like I said, overspending, underspending, trusting the wrong people, bad partnerships, you name it. Took me about 2-3 years to get my head screwed on straight. Around 2003, 2004, I settled on marketing, sales, and business development. That was going to be my expertise. That was going to be the empire that I build. And I've had my head screwed on straight now for about 8-9 years.
What do you think about people that are trying to go into business today? I own a jewelry store, and I also own this radio station that you're speaking on here. But what do you think that for somebody that is going into business today, I mean, my hats are off to somebody that tries to navigate in today's world. What do you think?
Well, in a way, yes. And, of course, it's hats off to people who anytime start a business and start an entrepreneurial adventure. But, good times, bad times, recession, depression, you can name a whole bunch of big, giant companies that were started at various points in the economy when things were terrible. So Dell Computer started in a recession. Amazon.com started in a recession. All these big, giant, multi-billion-dollar companies. Young kid with an idea. Young guy or gal with a dream saying, I want to build something. And whether it's a jewelry store, whether it's a radio station, whether it's a book that you want to write, whether it's the next phase of your career, if you have the vision and the tenacity, here's the key. It's not about
that
vision,
is the
it's
key.
Not about passion, it's about tenacity. If you can stick with it, you'll be successful.
Absolutely. I think you're 100% right on that point right there. The name of the book is number one bestseller on Amazon, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush your competition. I like that part the best, I think, David. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
All right. So David Newman right here with us on WCRS, written an excellent book. Maybe you want to check it out. It's a number one Amazon bestseller, Do It Marketing, 77 Instant Action Ideas to Boost Sales, Maximize Profits, and Crush Your Competition. It says instant action, no BS ideas to get you personally and professionally unstuck in this age of social media marketing.